Section 4. You will hear part of a linguistics lecture about attempts to invent a universal language. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40 on page 7. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good morning. Welcome back to the series of linguistics lectures. Today I will be talking about the idea of inventing a universal language. What does that mean? Well, most human languages were never invented. Instead, they evolved over time. And the result is, you know, they're irregular and difficult to learn. So for centuries, people have dreamed of inventing a perfect universal language. The early invented languages that did exist were either created by priests to be used for religious purposes or developed to help establish trade between different nations. Scholars have found evidence that around 900 languages have been invented over the centuries in various parts of the world. But the linguist Erika Ockrent believes that the exact figure is unclear because she suspects many of these languages are now lost. No record of them survives. The first really serious attempt to invent a language was made by William Spencer in the 17th century. Like so many others, he was frustrated by the irregularities in all existing languages. Accuracy was particularly important for Spencer because he wrote books. His subject was science. As a result, he wanted to create a language where words had only one meaning, so everyone would understand precisely what they meant. At first, he thought the only way to do this was, instead of using the usual letters of the alphabet, A, B, C, and so on, he'd try to substitute numbers for them. However, this attempt failed, mostly because he couldn't describe complex ideas in this way. So Spencer went back to using the alphabet, but he grouped words together in a different way. When his dictionary was published in 1668, the words weren't classified in alphabetical order. What he'd done was, he'd used the same system with which plants were divided up into groups, based on their type. Another important attempt to invent a universal language was made by Ludwig Zamenhof, who was born in 1859. Zamenhof's language reflects his own background. He grew up speaking Polish, English, French, German, and Russian. So, rather than create a completely new language, he mixed together 5 or 6 existing European languages. Then, Zamenhof used an interesting technique to help him develop his new language. He used it to write quite a few different songs, and this made his work more enjoyable. He also thought that most European languages were too complicated, which meant that it was very difficult for people to learn them. Zamenhof wanted to create a more simple language. So, for example, he had a single prefix that was used before adjectives or verbs to make them negative, which is obviously much easier than English. Then, finally, he published a book introducing his language to the world in 1887. Unfortunately, like other invented languages, no one was very interested at first. So again, Zamenhof used an interesting approach. In order to publicize the completed language, he made a list of everyone he knew and posted a letter to all of them using the new language. Many people were surprised how easily they could understand it, and the language began to attract attention. Zamenhof's language was never used all around the world as he had hoped, but still, it's probably the most successful of all the invented languages. In the 20th century, an Australian named Bruce Goldie tried something completely different. Goldie thought that a universal language would be easier to use if the starting point for each word was a picture. Goldie spent more than 20 years designing his new language and eventually published a book giving all the details in 1949. He also went on a lecture tour to promote it, but although the general public were often quite interested, much to Goldie's disappointment, his language was ignored by all of the major universities, despite frequent attempts to make them interested. It wasn't until the 1970s that his language had some success. This was in Canada, in fact, where it was used to teach a group of disabled children in a hospital to read, and as a result, Goldie got some recognition for his work. So, what can we say in conclusion? Well, the truth is, all attempts to create a universal language have failed, and there are a number of reasons for this. Firstly, most universal languages have been seen as rather technical and plain. They're not good at conveying emotion, so they've never been very popular. Another reason is the spread of English as a global language in the 20th century, particularly resulting from the film industry in Hollywood. Then, lastly, the type of people who invented the languages began to change. In the past, it had been academics, but more recently, the languages have often been created by writers, usually for entertainment, so they haven't been taken seriously. All right, well, there's one other issue I'd like to consider, and that's the use of...
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers.